This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump denies he ever downplayed the threat of the coronavirus. The denial comes despite there being an audio recording of him stating that he did downplay it. Speaking at a televised town hall hosted by ABC News in the U.S. city of Philadelphia Tuesday, President Trump defended his handling of the coronavirus crisis. He also said a vaccine against the deadly coronavirus could be 3 or 4 weeks away, despite cautionary notes sounded by some U.S. public health officials about the accelerated timeline. The president repeated a claim he made early on in the pandemic that the virus would disappear on its own. Japan has a new prime minister. Yoshihide Suga was voted into the role by parliament on Wednesday. He's the country's first new leader in nearly 8 years, appointing a new cabinet that kept around much of his predecessor Shinzo Abe's lineup. Suga, who is considered Abe's right-hand man, has pledged to pursue many of Abe's programs and his economic strategy. Suga also said in a news conference Wednesday he would implement policies to beef up Tokyo's alliance with the United States while hoping to establish stable relationships with China and Russia. Hurricane Sally made landfall on the U.S. state of Alabama's Gulf Coast on Wednesday morning. Sally was a Category 2 hurricane as she slammed the coast, spreading strong winds inland across the region. It's the latest in what has been a busy season of dangerous storms in the United States. The hurricane caused extensive flooding and throughout the region, including several feet in downtown Pensacola, Florida, according to images shared by the National Weather Service. Follow the story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. 5 million confirmed coronavirus infections in India. The nation passed that marker Wednesday as the virus continues to rage and test the healthcare system. India has added more than 1 million cases this month alone. The world's second most populous country is expected to surpass the United States and become the pandemic's worst hit country within weeks. India's health ministry reported more than 90,000 new cases in the past 24 hours. The global economy might be doing better during the pandemic than what was originally believed. However, it is still vulnerable to a new outbreak of the deadly coronavirus. International Monitoring Group, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, said Wednesday the world's economy will slip 4.5% this year, an improvement from the 6% drop it predicted in June. The OECD said the world's economic fortunes will rebound next year, growing by 5%, but cautioned that the outlook is subject to considerable uncertainty as the pandemic remains untamed. The World Trade Organization has ruled the Trump administration's tariffs on Chinese goods to be illegal. It's the first time the Geneva-based trade body has ruled against a series of tariffs the administration has imposed on a number of countries. The ruling could allow China to impose retaliatory tariffs. The U.S. tariffs target two batches of Chinese products. Duties of 10% were imposed on $200 billion worth of goods in September 2018, and were jacked up to 25% 8 months later. An additional 25% duties were imposed in June 2018 against Chinese goods worth about $34 billion in annual trade. The European Commission head said Wednesday the chances of a trade deal with Britain is fading with every day that passes. This as the British government pushes ahead with moves that would breach their divorce treaty. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government unveiled draft legislation last week that it acknowledges would violate its international legal obligations. It would also undercut parts of the divorce deal it signed before Britain formally left the European Union in January. Brussels wants Prime Minister Boris Johnson to scrap the legislation, saying it could sink talks on future trade arrangements before Britain leaves the EU's single market. Johnson has refused. In a speech to the European Parliament, Ursula von der Leyen said the divorce agreement cannot be unilaterally changed, disregarded, or disapplied. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.